All right, you're back in the DFSR. You don't know how lucky you are. And we're here with our daily Major League Baseball podcast for Tuesday, June 28th. And I'm here with Nick Rodriguez, one of our baseball writers. Nick, how's it going, man?
It's going good. How's it going?
Yeah, it's good. I was saying off the air, I'm feeling a little foggy today, but I'll power through like hero style. Sometimes you just need to step up and be a hero, and that's my plan for today. That's what I did, put on my to-do list, just crush it, in spite of how I maybe feel otherwise. We here at Daily, I'm Doug Norrie, by the way, after that little non sequitur lead-in. We're from DailyFantasySportsRankings.com, DFSR.com for short. Here to help you build Major League Baseball lineups for FanDuel and DraftKings. You head on over to the site, check out all the free content we have going up every single day, including picks articles, stacks, pitchers. Nick is doing a daily long ball article that we'll talk about in a second. That's all for free up on the site to get you started. And then you also grab a free 3-day trial to our projection system powered by Lineup Lab, where you can calculate optimal lineups for FanDuel and DraftKings, also with a bunch of filters on there, stacking, player exclusion, lock in some players, really everything you need to get started, and you're good to go for FanDuel and DraftKings. Free 3 days, $29.95 after that. Nick, you are becoming famous on the site now for having what we deem to be the crystal ball when it comes to home runs, predicting home runs on a given day. How did it go for you yesterday?
Last night was another success. The crystal ball came through. I had Odor, and he went yard off the bullpen, and Longoria, but the Rays stacked up a lot of runs, so I'm still happy.
Yeah, I always say that it's one thing to just throw out a list of 50 guys that are going to hit a home run and just have one of those darts hit. But Nick's been just writing up, two, maybe three guys a day, and I'd say he's hit something like six out of the last 7 days. Does that sound right? Or is it even more than that?
No, it's six out of seven.
Yeah, that's crazy. Six out of seven in the last days. System in general last night, when I say system, I'm talking about our projection system with our optimal lineups. Really just kind of crushed last night. It was one of the best nights we've had in FanDuel in a long time. Thanks. The main reason being Chris Bryant was in every lineup and not that highly owned. So when a guy hits three home runs, you basically don't need much else to happen, especially when he's not a total chalk play. But our FanDuel lineups, I think, put up somewhere like in the 250 range. And even DraftKings got home, and that was even with Arrieta in DraftKings lineup. So it tells you a lot about how the bats performed. Overall, a really good day, both on FanDuel and DraftKings, looking to keep it going into this Tuesday, which is a full evening slate. Let's get talking about the pitchers on the day. There's some definite aces going today. There's some pricing considerations. Where do you think you're going to turn to if we're starting the conversation about pitcher?
Pitcher is very interesting. I think the first guy I'm looking at is actually Zach Greinke. I love the matchup against Philly. Vegas has him as heavy favorites, and he's been much better as of late. So I'll take my chances with Greinke.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that kind of falls in between. Like, the pricing is below some of the top tier arms, which we'll get to in a second. A little, he's not cheap, but for what he can bring you in the matchup, I don't love the ballpark, but really the rest of the contextual pieces kind of fit for Greinke today. He's one of the guys that's going to make things interesting, but there are some other considerations beyond him. If you weren't going Greinke, I mean, what do you think about, like, I'll throw out the names. The top of the pricing tier here, we have, I think it's Lester, Kluber. Yeah, Lester and Kluber. Of those two guys, can you stomach paying up for either one of them or not?
I think for cash games, I'd pay up for Kluber. I think it's a great matchup against the Braves. Vegas has them heavily favored. The problem for me is the K upside. The Braves are in the bottom half of K percentage, so that's the only thing that would scare me away from tournaments, but I think he's a cash game play.
For sure. Kluber's having kind of just a Corey Kluber-ish season. He will drive you nuts sometimes because it seems like he gives up some big innings here and there, but the K rate, a little bit above a strikeout an inning, although I suppose that's down a little bit for him. XFIP, a little higher than his career numbers. I'm with you on the Braves not striking out a lot, but I think that the cash line really does, or the money line really favors him today. He's one of those, he's minus 200 going in. I mean, so you would go Kluber over Lester?
Yes, I think Atlanta's a much better ballpark, so that will benefit Kluber quite a bit. The Braves are one of the worst power-hitting teams, so I think everything is just in Kluber's favor.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. Although I will say on DraftKings, Kluber's significantly more expensive than Lester. Like Kluber's 13-4 on DraftKings, Lester's only 11-7. So I think the pricing differences there make it so that it's just not an apples to apples comparison when it comes to prices. So I think on DraftKings, I'd be a little more willing to stomach Lester. Let me throw out some cheaper guys here and tell me what you think of them. And I'll go one on FanDuel and a couple on DraftKings. What do you think of Jose Quintana on FanDuel today? He's only 8,800. Let me look real quick. I think he's 8,800 today against the Twins.
I'm glad you mentioned the GOAT because he's my favorite FanDuel pitcher of the day.
I forgot that you love this guy. Yeah.
I can't believe you forgot. But yeah. He beautiful matchup against the Twins. They're in the bottom half against Southpaws. Jose Quintana's heavily favored. And this guy is just tremendous. Don't be fooled by his last start against the Red Sox.
Yeah, the Red Sox is not a really fair matchup to judge a recent performance on. I think when I was calculating some early lineups, just sort of seeing how the day was shaking out to start, you know, things changed dramatically over the course of a day. So I never, you know, what lineups look like now are not going to be what they look like later for sure. But Quintana was coming in the top FanDuel lineups, which is really interesting on a day where you get guys like Kluber, Greinke, Lester, I mean, Cole Hamels, but not really. To have Quintana jump out to the front, and it's just because the price has dropped so much, right? Yep. Like 8,800 after a bad, like you said, a bad matchup against the Red Sox. He gets rocked. The price drops. Perfect time to buy him, even in the bad ballpark. Let me head over to DraftKings. Couple interesting guys here. Can you stomach paying, I think it's like 6,400 for Matt Harvey today? 6,500 on DraftKings for Matt Harvey.
That's a tough question. He's been very consistent, as we know. But that price tag is so intriguing that I might pull the trigger for one or two lineups.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting here because it really is, you know, the system's not going to, it's going to have hard getting away from that price. 6,500 is just a tick below a great hitter. And he has a nice matchup against Washington who will strike out a lot. I think they have like Luis Giolito going today, even though there's no line on the game coming in early, I suspect when it does open, it's going to be somewhere like around like Mets minus 150 or something like that. Harvey's going to be interesting. I'm going to have a hard time stomaching, I think, but I think that the system's going to have a hard time getting away from him. What about another guy that's cheap today, and it's going to be one of those price things, is Archer on DraftKings. Can you even consider a guy like Archer at 7,300 against the Red Sox?
I won't be able to pull the trigger. Archer, way too inconsistent. Boston Red Sox are one of the better hitting teams. So I won't be able to do it. I do like Ubaldo Jimenez. The price is much better. The matchup is much better against the Padres, who lead the league in strikeouts. So I'll go ahead and pull the trigger with Ubaldo over Archer.
Yeah, Jimenez is always scary, but he did pitch well last game against the Padres. He walks a ton of guys, but they strike out so much against righties. And the ballpark today, he moves over to San Diego, which is going to help really just about every pitcher, especially a guy like him who tends to give up some fly balls. So I'm with you there on the price play. I think he ends up becoming a tournament play for me, maybe a cheaper DraftKings play. All right, let's head over to the bats. We'll break it down position by position. Couple things to, you know, consider today. Whenever there's a game in Coors, we need to really factor that in. You saw last night, a ton of runs go up in that game, and that is just what happens in that ballpark. Those two teams today open, Blue Jays open at around 6.5 expected runs, Rockies 5.7, 5.8 runs. After that, you have a couple teams creeping up toward them, but not there yet. Cubs at 5.2, Tigers at 5. So those are some of the offenses that are expected to produce a little bit more today. Let's start with catcher. Where are you looking at a catcher today?
Besides Russell Martin, he'll probably be the chalk play. I'm going with Victor Martinez, obviously a FanDuel play, going up against Adam Conley, and JT Realmuto, his opponent against Pelfrey. Both of these guys have the splits in their favor. Vegas is in their favor, so I'll pull the trigger with these two guys.
Yeah, I'm not sure Martin is a chalk play today, only because of the price would be that would be the only reason I would say he's maybe not the most popular guy. They moved him down a little bit in the order yesterday, I think to like the 7 hole. That hurts him if that's where he's going to be today against the righty Butler. I'm with you on Martinez. He's much better against lefties for his career, hitting in the middle of the lineup. Tigers in general are coming cheap today, which is going to make them an interesting cash game play against Conley. Realmuto, has he been hitting? He hasn't been hitting leadoff for the Marlins lately, has he?
He's been all over the place.
Yeah, that's one I'm gonna kind of take a wait and see on him to see where he ends up in the lineup. What about a guy like Contreras against the lefty Lamb in Great American Ballpark?
Oh, I love him. He's been spectacular this season, been able to win us some money. John Lamb has struggled this season. His ERA is very high, as well as his FIP and XFIP. So I think a Cub stack is a way to go, especially with Contreras probably hitting in the four hole.
Yeah, he's an interesting bet. The historical numbers are too soon on him to know like if he's going to be better against lefties or righties for his career. I mean, he bats from the right-hand side of the plate, so stands the reason that he'll be better against lefties, though we're not totally sure yet. I love him middle of the order. His price has definitely creeped up. But on FanDuel, he's still less than Martinez and Martin at only 3,100. I could actually see him coming more into the chalk play realm just because, like what you said, that middle of the order, Cubs bats, bad pitcher, great park. There's a lot of things kind of lining up for him. And they seem pretty committed to wanting to get him into the lineup every day. Like, they'll move him around. Like, he's listed as a catcher, but they'll play him at first. I think they played him in the outfield a little bit. So I think they're just pretty committed to having his bat in the lineup. I think he ends up becoming chalkier, all things considered. Let's head over to first base. Where are you going here? Are we sticking to some of the same teams? You know, I mentioned some of the teams with the run expectations there today, but are we sticking sort of with that theme or going somewhere else?
I think we're sticking to the theme. Edwin Encarnacion for me is...
He went yard last night, right?
He went yard twice.
Oh, twice. Jeez, I stopped watching the game after like when it was like 8-8 or something like that. I didn't realize he hit another home run. What were you saying? Encarnacion?
I'm pretty sure he went yard twice, but the matchup is great going up against Eddie Butler, who struggled at home. But if you want to get away from Encarnacion, I think the next best option would be Chris Davis going up against Eric Johnson, who's also been awful.
Yeah, Johnson, low K guy, which is something you're always looking for when you're rostering Davis because that's his big problem. I think I'd go a little different. I love Miggy today. Miguel Cabrera's FanDuel price has kind of dropped below 4,000. He's at 3,700. And when you're him and you are below 4,000, you really, for me, become almost an every lineup cash game play for me. Just because, you know, the strikeout expectation isn't there against Conley. He's got big power upside. He makes so much contact. The Tigers are expected to put up runs. I think Cabrera, for me, is my cash game play on FanDuel. Those are some of the more expensive guys. Is there a cheaper guy if I wanted to like roster one of these big pitchers? Can I go? Is there any place to go cheaper at first?
Yeah, I think there's quite a few options. One of them, which is probably my favorite, is Dae-Ho Lee going up against John Neese, who has given up a ton of homers this season. I think he's in a great spot. And the other guy to target is Adrian Gonzalez going up against Chase Anderson. I think that matchup's also in his favor.
Those are two really good cheap calls, I think, especially Lee. I think I have him too low for his batting lineup expectation right now that I look at it in our system. So I'm going to take a look off the air when we're done here to make sure that's correct. But I know they'll hit him somewhere. They'll hit him near the top of the lineup against lefties, maybe like the five hole and yes, behind Cruz. And that's a fantastic spot for him against knees. And I'll take it even at 2,600 on FanDuel, even with the bad ballpark in Seattle, no problem. Gonzalez gets a great ballpark with Anderson. Those are two great calls. Totally fine fitting either one of those in if I want to roster up a bigger arm. Head over to second base. Give me a couple second base guys to consider here.
After Devin Travis, I think you can go with Ben Zobris. He's hit lefty slightly better in his career. You can go with Jason Kipnis going up against the righty Matt Whistler. If he's in the lineup, I know he's been having some soreness, but he's in there. He's definitely going to be in my lineups.
Yeah, I like the Zobris. I mean, Travis, he's always, you know, where is he going to be in the lineup? I think he hit second yesterday, which really helps him. Who knows what the Blue Jays are going to do? They kind of shuffle things around at the top of the order. Love the Zobris call, especially if he's hitting leadoff again, where he hit last night. They've moved him up in the lineup with Fowler out, and if Zobris was hitting first, it'd be kind of hard to get. I think I'd actually roster Zobris over Travis, just even money, if they were both at the top of the lineup. I love Kinsler today. I'm gonna definitely be on a Tigers theme against Conley. But you're a Miami fan, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be stacking against them tonight. I mean, Conley,
you're hurting me.
What do you think about Conley? I mean, is Conley a guy that you can roster, you know, bats against, do you think?
I think today Tigers one of the best against lefties. I think you can do it. I'm not mad at you at all. I understand. But I'm also going to be stacking the Marlins. I think you can do a double stack Tigers and Marlins.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, the pitching leaves a lot to be desired with Pelfrey against Conley. Not a game that I'd want to watch if I was trying to enjoy like a nice artistic pitching performance. I don't think it would be this would not be the game that I would flip on. I think Kinsler comes in for me for the cash game play. Also, just at the top of the lineup, just only because he's just a tick cheaper than Travis or Zobrist, at least on FanDuel. I think on DraftKings that the pricing is a little tighter on those guys. Now, actually, Kinsler is – this is a great pod, whereas I look things up and make everyone listen to me as I just kind of like look at DraftKings prices.
$3,400 on FanDuel.
Yeah, $4,200 on DraftKings, and he's actually significantly lower than – I think he's like – looks like he's like the 15th highest – price second baseman on DraftKings. That's pretty significant. That if you're getting him lower than just about every guy that we mentioned today, I love getting the price in on Kinsler if I'm buying a little bit low on him in with like a recent price drop. All right, let's head over to shortstop. What am I doing? Is this like a Trevor Story didn't play yesterday because I think he got hit by a pitch on Sunday, and then the X-rays came back negative, I believe, but he did not play yesterday. I'm going to leave him out of here just for now. Well, leave him out of here, even though after I just talked about him. But I think he'd be a pretty great play if he was in there against Hap, although I always get a little worried with wrist injuries because that can sap your power. Forgetting yes. him for now because I'm just not sure about his status. What else can I look at shortstop?
I actually like quite a few options. I like Tulo, of course, against Butler. I like Javier Baez. We mentioned the Lamb pitching for the Reds, the ballpark's in his favor, so I like Baez as well. And the other guy is Corey Seager, going up against Chase Anderson. Those three guys are the ones I'm going to be targeting today.
Yeah, Baez, you know, the Cubs, I believe he'll be in the lineup today, though they're so deep that it's always hard to tell who they're going to play on a given day. And now that they have Contreras there as well, they just have a bunch of righty bats. I really hope he's in the lineup today because I would love against the lefty-righty matchup. Seager gets the great ballpark in Milwaukee. Too low. I'm going to have to wait to see where he comes in. I kind of like Tim Anderson if he's still hitting at the top of the lineup, coming a little bit cheaper than the guys we just mentioned. Anderson's only $3,900 on DraftKings, still only $2,500 on FanDuel, which is really cheap if he's the leadoff hitter there. And just with the speed against Gibson gives up a bunch of ground balls. So Anderson, if I'm paying up for a pitcher on FanDuel, I think I'm going to end up going Anderson, though I like the upside on some of the bats that you mentioned. The Tulo righty-righty doesn't worry you at all?
No, I think the ballpark and Butler not being a good pitcher against lefties or righties will help him out.
All right, third base. Three big bats jump out to me at the top here, and I'll just make you choose one. Donaldson against Butler, Arenado against Hap, and then Chris Bryant against Lamb. And Bryant, I got to say, Bryant is on my want to send him a thank you card list today after his game last night, because just like I said at the beginning, having him in every lineup. But those three guys, Donaldson, Arenado, Bryant, if I made you choose, which one of those would you go with?
Is there an all of the above and none of the above section?
None of the above. Oh, I didn't think that was going to be the thing that you were going to say. If you were going to go none of the above, who am I missing here?
I'm going none of the above.
Whoa.
My guy today is Manny Machado. He's actually my donk call of the day. I love the matchup against Eric Johnson. He's one of those guys that have reverse splits, hits righties much better than lefties. You mentioned Johnson, not a big strikeout pitcher. So I'm going with Machado.
Wow. So this is interesting. The Machado for me, well, the ballpark doesn't help him at all. I'm just like shocked. If you can't hear, that the listeners can't hear that I'm just like, I'm reeling a little bit. I thought about hitting pause and just like taking a deep breath for myself to collect myself after I named those three guys and then you went off board with it. It'd be hard for me, if price is all things considered, to roster Machado over. So if I'm looking at FanDuel, Machado over Bryant, I would definitely roster Bryant over him at 4,200 compared to 44. Arenado, I would definitely roster over Machado at the same price. It probably comes a little closer with Donaldson only because of the price. I think I would take a straight-up bet with just about every single one of those guys against Machado, but I like the reasoning at least. And the thing with Machado is, and this is where if you want to get separation in a tournament, this would be not a bad place to go because the three guys that I mentioned are going to be the three most popular plays, I believe. but grabbing Machado at the same price point, just a you know, with some, with, you know, it's not like it's a landslide. I'm looking at the projections here. It's not like he's a landslide behind these other guys. So I don't mind the call. I'm just still, like I said, feeling a little surprised that that was where you went over those guys. So we've covered all the most expensive third basemen. Are you planning on surprising me with someone else here? Is there a cheaper play that we can look at if I don't want to pay all the way up for those big guys?
I think there's two options. I don't know if it'll surprise you, but one of them is Adrian Beltre.
No, that one doesn't surprise me. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Going up against CC Sabathia, ballpark's in his favor. Sabathia's coming off injuries. So I think Beltre's a great call. And the other one is Justin Turner. Hits righties much better than lefties. Ballpark in his favor. Chase Anderson, not so great.
Beltre is, I think, the pretty clear cheap play, at least on FanDuel. At 3,300, he comes in $1,000 or more less. If he comes in $1,000 less than the bigger guys that we mentioned, the price on DraftKings, he's $4,000. It's not as big of a gap, though. He is still cheaper. I love the Beltre against Sabathia call. I'm just an eternal pessimist when it comes to Sabathia, although I've been proven wrong when I try to stack against him at times. But and then Turner, if he were to hit second in the lineup, if he moved up in the lineup a little bit against the righties, they kind of jostle their lineup around a little bit depending on with the matchup. I don't mind those calls, although between the two, I would definitely take Beltre. Let's finish it off with outfield. A lot of guys to consider here. Some cheaper guys, some more expensive guys. Let's start with the top of the salary tier. We have, you know, the guys going in cores. We have some splits guys that are going to get helped by their matchup today. Where am I looking at when I'm looking at rostering, you know, some bigger dollars on either FanDuel or DraftKings?
Outside of cores, I think my favorite play in the outfield is Nelson Cruz going up against John Neese. You mentioned the ballpark's not in his favor, but we all know Nelson Cruz, every morning he eats left-handed pitchers for breakfast. So I think he's my play in the outfield.
Yeah, I love the splits on him. I'm willing to overlook the ballpark some simply because, like you said, that's where his bread's buttered. He just destroys lefties. He's one of the guys, you know, you said besides the guys in cores, I'm with you there. Michael Saunders, still not that expensive on FanDuel for 4,400, considering, you know, going in cores. Ezekiel Carrera, though he doesn't have much power, the price is still sort of in the sweet spot for the Toronto run expectation. What do you think about Trout against a guy like Scott Feldman?
Oh, I love Trout. He's going to be under-owned with all these cores guys. We saw he came through yesterday. So I think he's another excellent play.
Yeah, I'm with you too, and I like the under-owned aspect of it. He was also another guy that was in our optimal lineups all over the place last night because when his price drops or when it becomes just a little lower than the ballpark, like I think sometimes the ballpark, these sites overcorrect for the ballpark because the public money is going to want to get in on cores, and I get why. Like if you're a site like this, you need to factor in sort of how the public's going to perceive a certain player in a certain situation, and cores definitely does sway public opinion. And it's correct, like it should. They have a ton of power. But this is still Trout, and he's still, you know, a top two or three hitter or higher in baseball. And if you get him at 40, you know, he's cheaper than Saunders. He's cheaper than Blackman. You know, he's the best hitter. So I just don't know why you get away from him. And I love the fact that you said that he's going to be under-owned because I do believe that's the case. What about some cheaper guys. If I want to save a little bit, on either site, where can I go to get to just not spend as much?
My favorite salary saver is Hyun Soo Kim, or Kim, I want to say, going up against Eric Johnson. I'm just a big fan of the Orioles. I love all three outfielders, but Kim is going to, at 2,900 on FanDuel, is going to save you significant money. So I think he's an excellent guy to roster.
Yeah, I love that. I'm with you, too. The system really has Baltimore guys. It says a lot about how bad a pitcher is if it's gonna have guys going in San Diego as top plays, because and that really does speak to how bad Johnson is, and he is bad. Kim hitting out of the second hole in the lineup is someone I can get behind. I don't mind like a guy like Bourne too, 2,500 if he were to hit second against Eichhoff in Arizona. So there's definitely some cheaper ways to go. If we can get Aaron Hicks moving up in the lineup against Hamels, I don't even mind that. He's coming so cheap. Let me give you a couple, this guy or that guy, and you tell me which direction you would want to go here. On DraftKings, they're around the same price. Would you go Carlos Gonzalez or at 47 or Bryce? Excuse me, at 45 or Bryce Harper at 47 against Harvey?
I would go with Carlos Gonzalez,
even in the lefty matchup.
even a lefty-lefty matchup, I don't see J.A. Happ staying in there too long. So I think it's going to become a bullpen game. And Cargill is just way too hot to pass up on.
Yeah, he's really turning around the season. I probably am with you, though it's close. I don't have a ton of faith. I know we talked about Harvey as a guy that we can consider because of his price in DraftKings. You know, that being said, you can still, it doesn't preclude you from, if you didn't play him, taking some Washington guys against him because he has really struggled this year. Let me give you another one. This one's FanDuel. Price is interesting here. Would you go, I know you mentioned Hyunsoo Kim. Would you do Hyunsoo Kim or Justin Upton? Kim at 2,900, Upton at 2,800 against the lefty Conley.
That is a tough one. It's hard to go against Conley, one of the best pitchers in the game. No, I'm just kidding. I would probably go with Justin Upton just because I think he has more upside, more power. So I would probably lean Justin Upton in this situation.
Yeah, he's going to be, I think, kind of chalky for me only because, I think that's a guy that I'm going to roster a bit more than usual today. He has turned it around somewhat in the power department lately. I think he went yard twice a couple games ago and had a couple home runs. He's got about 4 home runs in the last 10 days, which, you know, I don't buy on recent performance as being like sort of a recent performance for me is not an indicator of future success. But that being said, it does help at least make you feel better that there's not something just wrong with him, which I really thought was the case early in the season. I thought he just had kind of was broken. He was striking out all the time. So, yeah, I think Upton is a slight edge over Kim for me, though they're pretty close. I mean, I'm throwing out guys that are just close, so it's not like one is a land. I'm not setting you up with one as a landslide victory over the other, I don't
yes.
think. Yeah, so I think there's some interesting places we can go in outfield today. I think there's plenty of places to save. I think it's just going to be a day where we're going to want to pay up for one of these pitchers, at least on FanDuel, between Lester or Kluber. You know, Quintana, we talked about being able to save there. I think we're going to have really no problem getting in nice expectations across the board from both pitcher and catcher, and both pitcher and hitter. One thing I wanted to throw out too is, you know, there's this, I don't know if you've heard of this app called No Halftime. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, No Halftime's it's a DFS app where you can basically just take this player versus that player and just take players heads up, no salary consideration. So you throw out, you know, so in this case, what I'm going to do is invite you today to do Manny Machado. You get him, and I will take, I guess I'll take any one of the other third basemen. Maybe we'll just take all three, not against the field, but I'll throw out an invite to you. We'll do a no halftime challenge with your Machado versus my, I'll take Bryant or somebody like that. Because I'm still reeling from the Manny Machado pick, but, and to everyone out there too, I'd encourage you to check out this no halftime app. If you just want like a one-off this guy versus that guy, it's a fun way to not really sweat salary concerns too much. Nick, long ball article today. You mentioned Machado. Maybe he's a guy that ends up in there in the long ball. Is there another guy you can think of, or are you going to be doing some research today and we'll figure it out later?
No, I actually got a couple guys. I got to see how the packing and laundry goes.
Oh, shoot. You mentioned that. You said you opened the show by saying you weren't sure. Where are you going? Tell these guys where you're going.
I want to be headed to Boston this Wednesday through Sunday. I'm going to visit Fenway Park, of course.
Beautiful.
I'm going to be able to see Mike Trout play live and Big Poppy, so it's going to be pretty amazing.
First time going to Fenway?
First time going to Boston, Fenway.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, I was once a Red Sox fan, though. Having this job has made it a little harder for me to keep my rooting interests alive, but at one point in my life was a pretty diehard Red Sox fan, and Fenway is definitely the place to go. Hey, so you get to the long ball article, you do, but maybe not. That's okay. So you threw out Machado, a couple other guys. We're all good. The crystal ball doesn't get tarnished when life gets in the way, for sure. All right, I think that's it for us today. Remember to head over to dailyfantasysportsrankings.com, dfsr.com for short. You check out all the free content we have going up every day for MLB. Nick's a big part of that, putting up articles that just kind of get you started of what to think about on a day slate of baseball. Also, you grab a free 3-day trial to our projection system powered by Lineup Lab, where you can take a look at projections for every single player. And then if you want the ease of making lineups, you simply hit calculate, and it'll pump up optimal lineups for both FanDuel and DraftKings, where that you can get yourself started, especially too if you're just, you know, baseball can be overwhelming. We want to help ease the process as much as possible. Nick, man, if I don't talk to you, enjoy Boston and long ball article. You've been crushing it. And just have a good time.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, guys. Have a good day. We'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.